Carla, Carla Gibbs, Gibbs, 3249. Date of birth is 3249. So she's a 75-year-old woman being evaluated for hospice care at home. Patient has a history of atherosclerotic heart disease with native coronary artery without angina pectoris, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux, history of gouty arthritis, depression, and iron deficiency anemia, period. New paragraph. She lives alone. She's widowed. She has one child. It's a he, and he's 56 years old. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink alcohol, period. Patient's surgeries include hysterectomy, gastric bypass surgery, back surgery, gallbladder surgery, allergy, penicillin, medical problems, hypertension, coronary artery disease, severe end-stage gastroesophageal reflux, and potassium deficiency, period. Medications include Lasix 40 milligram once a day, Norvasc 10 milligram a day, KCL 20 milliequivalents a day, Zoloft 200 milligram a day, HCTZ 25 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, period. Review of the records indicates that patient previous hospice records indicated she had a 40% KPS score, period. She most likely has silent sleep apnea that has not been treated, period. Patient's O2 sat is borderline. It was reported at 91 previously and 95 today, period. Allergy penicillin, review of system, obesity, shortness of breath, mild pedal edema, weakness, severe debilitation, pain, suspect pulmonary hypertension with core pulmonale in face of untreated sleep apnea, period. Blood pressure is 146 over 69. Heart rate is 88. Today's O2 sat 95%. Heart positive, one positive, two. Lungs, few bronchi. Abdomen is soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Here we have a 75-year-old woman with end-stage coronary artery disease without angina, associated with sleep apnea, core pulmonale, mild right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, hypokalemia, depression, anxiety, chronic pain, and gastroesophageal reflux, period. In paragraph, patient it's become very difficult and taxing for patient to go to physician's office, and she would benefit from a palliative and end-of-life care at home, period. Findings were discussed with patient. I think she's agreeable with the plans to proceed at this time. Thank you. Let's see if there's anything else I need to add. Yeah, I believe that's it. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.